Earlier this month, a 16-year-old boy from New London, Connecticut, ran away from a court-ordered juvenile treatment center. He's still missing. Juvenile justice workers say he's not the only kid to fall through the cracks since the state's prison for boys closed earlier this year. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports.
Judges used to send boys like the missing 16-year-old to the Connecticut Juvenile Training School, or CJTS. That's a locked facility that lawmakers closed in April. Fran Carino is a top juvenile prosecutor for the state. He says right now the state has fewer places to send troubled boys.
Right now we send it to staff secure facilities that can provide adequate treatment for these kids, but the kids don't stick around. And so no matter how good the facility is, if you can't keep the kid there to undergo the treatment, then it's a waste.
Lawmakers shut down CJTS after a state investigation found that staff locked kids in solitary confinement while they were in mental distress. So juvenile justice advocates like Bob Francis called for the facility to close. Francis wanted to create smaller treatment centers closer to kids' homes.
That was the ideal that we envisioned going into this.
But Francis says state money used to run CJTS does not seem to have been reinvested in better services for young offenders.
I think with the reductions that were made by the state of Connecticut and the fact that the timing, of closing and having all of the services in place, have put people in sort of an awkward position.
Prosecutors like Carino say more young offenders are being transferred to adult court.
Until there's some kind of a suitable, secure alternative, prosecutors are going to continue to ask the judges to send these kids to the adult court where we know they can be safely and securely held while they undergo some kind of treatment. It may not be the best kind of treatment for the kids, but at least we know they're going to get the treatment there because they're not going to be able to take off.
Francis says that's a step in the wrong direction.
I hate the idea of young people now going into the adult system and being locked at either Manson, or in another adult facility. That's definitely not what we wanted out of this process.
The judicial branch is still asking for bids from private companies to run a smaller locked facility 4 months after CJTS closed. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.